The topic today is how to turn into something concrete the idea of decreased descent that I talked about at the end of the lecture yesterday afternoon. Okay? I showed you that guaranteeing that you move along a descent direction is not enough. The step size must be chosen in a suitable way. We have seen the exact line search technique, which says, this is the line along which I'm moving, I take the best point along this line, which amounts to solving another optimization problem for in a unique variable. Second technique was, let's choose a fixed step size. And I've shown you that this is possible if the step size is controlled somehow by the Lipschitz constant of the gradient mapping, if the gradient mapping is Lipschitz continuous. The idea today is based on a condition named after Armijo. I used to say Armijo, but then I learned that this guy is actually, I think, an engineer, is a Redskin. Okay? So, he's an American professor, but also Redskin, so the right pronunciation should be Armijo. And the idea seems to be the following. I'm at a current point at K. Okay. I move along a descent direction, which for the time being you may take as minus the gradient of F at the current point, and you choose the step size tk in such that satisfies this inequality. The value of S at the new point which is this one is less or equal than the value at the previous point plus C1 times Ck times the scalar product of the gradient of S at the current point times with the same direction. Okay? Notice that since dk is a descent direction, this quantity is negative. Okay? And in particular, choosing minus the gradient, this quantity amounts to minus the square of the norm of the gradient at the current point. Which is similar to what we have seen yesterday for the constant step size. Okay? If you remember the formula we had, the value of the function at the new point was equal to the value of the function at the current point minus gamma time, the square of this norm, for a suitable gamma. Okay. Gamma was the step size times 1 minus L over 2 the step size. Okay? So it falls in this category as well. And further request, C1 is between 0 and 1, okay? Chosen at the very beginning, the very same for each iteration. So here, and what I'm saying is the following. I want the value of the function at the new point to be decreased at least, of this quantity here. No, otherwise I'm going to show you that this is always possible. Okay? So there is no otherwise. I'm going to show you now that there exists always a PK satisfying this condition. Okay? Unless the point is stationary. But if the point is stationary, this is zero. Okay? And if the point is stationary, we have already stopped the algorithm. So, I want to discuss this condition with you now. And first remark is the following. Suppose that F is bounded by the load. This assumption is not restrictive, because if F is unbounded by below, it means that you can find values going to of the function going to minus infinity if you choose the right points. Okay? So if a function is unbounded by below, the minimum is minus infinity. Doesn't exist, it is actually minus infinity. So this assumption is not actually restrictive. Well, under this condition, it's not possible that arbitrarily large TK satisfy this condition. Okay? I mean, it is not possible to find the sequence of T's going to plus infinity satisfying this condition. Why? Why is this? Well, suppose this condition is true for a sequence of values tk that go to plus infinity, okay? And take the limit in this inequality as t goes to plus infinity. Since this is negative, this is fixed, and this depends on t as well, okay? This right-hand side goes to minus infinity. Constant plus something going to plus infinity times something negative. Okay? So, if tk goes to plus infinity, this quantity goes to minus infinity. It means that I am able to find points at which the value of the function is going to minus infinity. And this is not possible if f is bounded by below. Okay? So, if f is bounded by below, it is not possible that arbitrary large tk's satisfy the Hermite condition. So, the condition can be satisfied only if let's say
decay belongs to
an interval like this. It's between zero and some upper bound tau. Indeed, I'm going to show you that there exists an interval of this kind, such that any value, any step size in this interval satisfies the MIPO condition. Okay? How I'm going to show you this? Okay, I will rewrite the Hermite condition in terms of the search function. Okay? The search function is the restriction of an F to the line starting from xk and whose direction is given by the same direction dk. Okay? If you take t equal to tk, you get that tk of tk is exactly xk plus 1. So it is this one. If you take t equals 0, here you get f at xk, that is that term over there. And we know that the derivative of the search function at zero is exactly this one. We have done this computation on Tuesday. Okay. So the derivative at zero of the search function is exactly the scalar product between the gradient of the function at the current point times the descent direction. Okay. Which is that term over here. So it's written this way. So you can simply write the Hermite condition in terms of the search function exactly in this way. The search function for the step computed at the step size must satisfy this inequality. Now, what is, by definition, the derivative of the search function at zero is the limit of the incremental ratio. Limit for t that goes to zero of the search function computed at t minus the search function computed at zero divided by t. And please notice that since this quantity is negative, this is smaller than C1 times this quantity. Okay? It's less or equal because C1 is between 0 and 1, and the derivative is negative. Okay?
So just to
make it clear with concrete numbers.
If the derivative is minus one half, and you take C1 to be, for instance, minus one half, this is minus one fourth, which is greater than minus one half. Okay? This inequality, you can see, is satisfied whenever C1 is between 0 and 1. Okay? Because if you multiply a positive number for a coefficient between 0 and 1, you get a smaller number. If you multiply a negative number for such a coefficient, it gets bigger. Okay? So, we have this inequality. And, okay, we are not taking 1 and 0, so this is a strict inequality. So, if t, what does it mean we are taking the limit? If t is small enough, this quantity is arbitrarily close to this other quantity. Okay? It means that if t is small enough, this ratio is smaller than C1 times the derivative of the search function at 0. And take positive t, it goes up here, and this is exactly this inequality here. Okay? Even with a strict inequality. So, since this ratio is converging to something smaller than this quantity, if t is small enough, it means there exists some tau such that t is smaller than tau, then this quantity is less than this quantity here. So, I just proved you, just exploiting the definition of a limit of a function of one variable, that the Armijo condition is satisfied whenever t is small enough. Okay? I don't know how much small, okay? I don't know this tau, because this tau is given by the limit. But the limit provides an abstract, provides the existence of such a tau, but doesn't tell you its value. Okay? So, this answers your question. This is always true when t is small enough, positive and small enough. And I want to give you a graphical view of this. Let's try to visualize this, okay? Because this is important as well. Let's draw the graph of the search function. Here we have t. And here, on the right axis, we have the value of the function, of the search function. For t equals 0, the value of the search function is f at xk. Okay? And then, it is any possible function that starts going down. Because we know that its derivative at 0 is negative, so at least for a little bit, the function is decreasing. Okay? So, I mean, the derivative gives you the slope, okay, of the function, so the function must go down, but then it can make whatever it wants. Okay? So, for instance, it can behave this way. Okay? If I want to write the equation of this line, the equation of this line is exactly P at 0 plus P prime 0 plus P times 0 P. Okay? Now, let's consider the right-hand side here. Okay? The right-hand side here, if you look at it as a function of t, has exactly the same shape, but the coefficient is this one times that constant c1. Okay? And c1 times the derivative is a bigger number than the derivative. Okay? It's still negative, but bigger. It means that if you consider this line, P search function at 0 plus C1 times its derivative at 0, P, this is the slope, and the slope is less steep than the slope of the tangent. So it is done this way. For instance, it is done this way. Okay? So you see, the function, the search function here starts with that tangent, and this other line is above. Okay? What are we asking here? Here we are asking that the function is below the yellow line. Okay? So the points which satisfy the Armijo condition here are all these points here, because here the function is less, is below the line. This point here, and that's it. Okay. So, the interval we were talking about before is this one, okay? Because, and then it may be satisfied also elsewhere. What cannot happen is that it's satisfied everywhere, because otherwise it should be below this line, and this line is going to minus infinity. Okay? So, from some point on, it cannot be satisfied anymore. So this is the graphical interpretation of this. Okay, this is important. You restrict to understand well, so I'm spending some time on it. You are restricting the analysis of that along that particular direction. Restricting, you get a function of one variable, the search function, and this condition by Armijo is telling you to take steps which stand below this line. And the choice of C1 between 0 and 1 was made exactly to have a less steep line. Okay? If you take it to be greater than 1, then it would be this way. As C1 is going to 1, this line is becoming steeper, okay? And for C1 equal to 1, it becomes the red one, okay? For C1 going to 0, this line is getting upper, okay? So for C1 equal 0, it would be the horizontal line,
Okay? So, this coefficient here gives you how much strict you want to be in your requirement. Okay? The more it is closer to zero, the more you are satisfied with less decrease. The more it is close to one, the more restrictive you are. Okay? The more demanding you are for the decrease. Is it clear? I have a remark about the exact line search. If we were going to do the exact line search, we would choose this point here. Okay? And this point does not satisfy the Aryniko condition. Okay? So, this requirement may rule out the exact line search. Okay? The exact line search is not a particular case of this one, of the one based on this rule. Okay? Exercise for you. Suppose f is a convex function. Prove that the search function is convex as well, as a function of one variable. Okay? So if you the picture I draw you here is of clearly a non-convex function. Okay? If f is convex, then also the search function is convex. And the graph of the search function will look something like this. Okay, something like this. Okay? So, f convex implies search function convex. Okay, there are two things that we have to do. First thing, find a way to compute a TK which satisfies this condition. Second point, prove that the algorithm that comes up from this choice is convergent to a stationary point. Okay? So, let's face the first issue. How do we find such a point? Waiting for some input. We know this by theory. Okay? The condition is satisfied from zero up to some value tau. So how do you do it? How do you find one? Come on, it's easy. It's the basic of algorithms. Somehow a dissection. Okay. You start with a value. It's not good. Does not satisfy. You take, let's say, it's half. Okay. Or a fraction of it. It does not satisfy yet. You divide it by two or that other coefficients once again. Okay? Sooner or later you'll go on to up to zero. Okay? So indeed the Aryniko rule says exactly this.
choose some initial guess, let's say
티바이.
You fix a rate of degrees gamma between 0 and 1. Just to fix the idea, think of gamma to be 1 half. And you choose dk to be t-bar gamma to the n power, where n is the smallest natural number such that t bar gamma to the n satisfies the Arnico condition.
Okay?
So you know how to do this. I don't have to give you the code. You try m equals 0. If it doesn't work, you try m equal 1. Otherwise, you take m equal 2, and so on. Okay? And this is corresponding to take, let's think about gamma equal to 1 half. This is taking t bar, 1 half t bar, 1 fourth t bar, 1 eighth t bar, and so on, until you start from here, you go here, you go here, until you end up in this interval. Okay? So, computationally, this is an easy job. Okay? Not as easy as choosing a fixed step, but it is easy. Okay? It's a bisection procedure. Okay? Which I will refer to as the Arnico rule. Okay? Not because of the nature of the procedure, but because of the position. Okay, which is due to Arnico. Is it clear to you? Okay. Please notice that though I told you, let's think about the direction as minus the gradient, okay, the only property I really use is, oh, that's no longer on the, no, yeah, it's still here. The only property that I use is that this is a descent direction. Okay? So, everything I told you is true for any descent direction, not just for minus the gradient. Okay? But now I'm turning to the second issue, and I will show you convergence, supposing that d is minus the gradient. Okay? Actually, the result is valid even if you don't take minus the gradient, but you take a suitable descent direction. But the proof is more complex. Okay, a bit more complex. So, I'm going to show you the proof for the case in which we take minus the gradient. Okay, and you can imagine the other case. I will give you some hints. And in my lecture notes, you have a proof for another set of conditions based on an
the same direction. I will give you the details at the end of the lecture. So, the result is good, because what you can prove is that any cluster point of the sequence generated by this algorithm is a stationary point. Okay? So, the algorithm is the usual one, is given by this procedure. The hierarchy scheme is always the same. Xk plus 1 is equal to xk minus pk, the gradient of f at xk, where pk is chosen by the unequal root. If I end up in a point where the gradient is zero, it stops. Otherwise, I use this iterative scheme. Okay? The other day, on Tuesday, I wrote you a pseudocode where for the exact line search. If you want a pseudocode, just remove exact line search with compute tk by the Hermitian rule. And please, the Hermitian rule is this one. Okay? Is the bisection procedure. Is not simply the condition. Okay? Because in the proof I'm going to show you, I will use this form and this property here that m is the smallest integer that provides you the Hermitian condition. So I can state the convergence theorem in the following way. Suppose the algorithm described by this procedure generates an infinite sequence. Otherwise, it means that the algorithm has stopped at a stationary point. If f is bounded by below, then any stationary point, any cluster point. Any cluster point of the sequence is a stationary point of f, which means the gradient of f at x prime is the root of f. Okay, even if it's a bit early, I propose we take a 5-minute break now, and then I show you the proof.